Tom, my man.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, man. Season opener. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. We made it.
We
It
did.
was
We did.
a yeah.
A very long off season.
Yep, full of lots of stuff we thought was maybe going to happen and didn't happen and didn't happen again and didn't happen again. But we made it.
We made it. We made it. Well, man, I'm calling you during halftime of the Raptors season and home opener. What were the feelings like before the game?
Not a lot of nerves this time around, I don't think. Just happy to have it back. I saw enough from preseason that I was feeling pretty good.
Okay.
All of those maybe we're gonna get Dame feelings and disappointments were kind of washed away for just Darko's fun, man.
Yeah.
I like the look of the offense. I like the flow of it. I like the pace they play at now. Yeah, it feels like a new day.
Definitely the page is turned. Any thoughts before we get into this game about Darko's Halloween costume?
That ruled. That was pretty good. It was up there with that like weird picture they took of him in the tunnel on his like press conference day, which I kind of don't understand how like the PR crew who work for MLSE allowed that to happen. Because if this thing goes bad, if Darko's like a terrible co like that photo is going to be everywhere. Well, you're just setting yourself up for failure with that. But the Halloween costume ruled, though. I'm glad it's fun to have a very accomplished man allow himself to be silly and hang out with the gang.
Agreed, agreed. Well, in the words of Pascal Siakam, it's a new Jack City, and I guess Darko is our leader. Maybe not our Nico, but he's our leader. What were some of the things that you saw in the preseason that were positive that you've already seen in this first half that you liked?
I think the flow and the pace, they're coming down the court pretty fast and with more intention than they had, it felt like, all of last year. Like the ball can get whipping around, which is nice to see. Tonight's game has been real sloppy so far. I think they're both shooting mid 30s and maybe low 30s for threes. Yeah, and they're just kind of, I think they only had six turnovers or something, which felt wild to me because maybe they were just egregious turnovers that felt like they were kicking the thing around a lot or just letting rebounds dribble out of their fingertips. But it's the first game, so that can be cleaned up.
I guess if you like fumble it, kick it, it goes off the defender and out of bounds, and it's still your ball. It's not a turnover, but it feels like it, doesn't it?
There you go. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, there were a few of those. Yeah, there was one where I think Dennis dribbled it off his foot and it went straight to Pascal. And yeah, and then something else happened. I think it got batted out of bounds then again. But Minnesota's doing it too, so
Yeah.
we don't have too much to complain about right now.
That's true. That's true. 18 points for Anthony Edwards. I was watching
Yeah.
the Minnesota stream, but we're up two with him having 18 points and nine rebounds. Give me your thoughts on Anthony Edwards. Is he as scary as people have made him out to believe to be?
He's been pretty scary this game. He's good. He in the first when he rattled off those 10 straight points for them to start the game, there was definitely some, oh, this dude is legitimately really good. He lost OG a couple of times, which doesn't happen to OG a lot, like just like fully just dusted him going around a screen. So there's some of that, you know, he's canning threes. He made that one really tough shot. I don't know if they called it on the Minnesota broadcast, but Alvin was talking about it on the Raptors broadcast where he kind of shouldered into Precious go on a fast break, got Precious out of the way. And as OG was coming in to like swipe it from behind, he got it over top of the fingertips of OG. It's just, yeah, he's got I don't know, he's one of those freaky all the parts of athleticism athletes, like a Russell Westbrook kind of thing of, you know, balance and body control and speed and power. all coming at you at once. So yeah, he's something.
Chris Jackson and I talked about him maybe last year taking a leap to be the best player on the team in his third year. I think in his fourth year, it's clear he's the guy on the Timberwolves. Yeah, would you say that's true? Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. I don't think there's any contest for that. Like, Towns can get hot and be an absolute matchup nightmare. But on a night in, night out basis, it doesn't feel like he just runs too hot and cold, and it's just tougher for a big man. Like, it's so much easier as a guard to kind of seize control of the offense and take over. And he just feels more confident, more dangerous. I think he's absolutely their guy.
Some would say the same kind of thing. They would ask the same kind of question about maybe Barnes being the best player on the team this year. I don't know if we saw his A game in the first half, but what do you think about Scotty maybe taking the mantle in his third year to be the best player on this Raptors team?
Yeah, I think it's got a shot. It definitely defaults to Pascal. I thought Scotty looked better with the bench in the first run through. It might have just been a thing of him, you know, first minute jitters or you know, just kind of easing his way into the game. But when he hit with the bench in that late first, early second, I think he came in, kind of in the Kyle Lowry role. It seemed like he just hit the floor running and was going for it right away. It seemed maybe indecisive or maybe just not pushing it too much. We'll see. I know he and Pascal have both been missing some bunnies this game too. So to go along with the theme of just kicking the ball around. He's definitely got the package in terms of, again, power, size, speed, and just that court vision is so unbelievably impressive sometimes.
Yeah. Definitely agreed. Besides the big guys on this team, maybe besides the starters, who stood out for you coming off the bench in this first half?
Oh, who did start? Gary, I guess, right? Like, Gary was good. He was usual Gary. He looked confident and, you know, which is not a surprise, but super poised. Yeah, so he looked good. He looked like he kind of settled some things down, actually, when he came into the game. I think they were on a bit of a first quarter drought. So it was nice to see between the legs pass from Scotty there. So that was nice to see, yeah. Not a ton else other than that. Oh, Precious, too, I guess, would be the other guy. I thought Precious was great in the first half.
Yeah. That alley-oop from Pascal right away.
Yeah, that was nutty. Yeah, he looks like a nice change of pace from Yak, too. I love Yak, but he can roll with more speed and force and just get down the guts of it better. Anybody you see from the bench?
You know, I always find it interesting when Grady Dick comes on. He has just been an instant fan favorite.
Yeah, that's right.
McDaniel's length is always surprising to me because I think that he's going to be more of like your classic 6'6", 6'7", kind of 2'3" wing, but he's like an elastic man out there, similar to Boucher.
Right. Yeah, that's right. I think we'll like him. He's got a certain amount of poise to him that I like, and I think he can shoot it okay. So I think he'll be a nice kind of eighth, ninth man, whatever he ends up being. He looks like a good pickup.
What are some things here in the second half that we need to clean up if we're going to win this ball game?
Just sloppiness, mostly, it feels like. I don't know, put some stick 'em on their hands or something or get some, I don't know. I think we talked about back when we did our pod in the summer, I don't mind the idea of more turnovers. Like, I like them playing higher risk basketball. I like them, you know, if they're passing a lot more a game, you know, three, four more times per possession kind of a thing, then we're going to have to expect some turnovers, but that's okay. 'Cause we'll hopefully get some better shots out of it. But yeah, for this game, just let's not have the turnovers where we dribble it off our own feet and kind of knock it out of bounds. But I don't know. They got some good energy. I think, I don't know. I think they could be looking good. This could turn out to be a fun season.
I was listening to JJ Redick and Zach Lowe talk on The Old Man and the Three, and Zach Lowe's kind of pet team this year is the Minnesota Timberwolves. I was also listening to David Thorpe on the True Hoop podcast, and his pet team for this season is the Toronto Raptors. So interestingly enough, they face head to head. Do you have any projections this year on win totals for the Toronto Raptors? Do you see them in a similar camp as the Minnesota Timberwolves, or are they kind of in two different stratospheres?
I don't think they're in two different stratospheres. I think that's kind of a fair, yeah, I would hope that's sort of their water level. I don't see Minnesota making like real heavy noise in the Western playoffs or anything like that. I think they'd be kind of a back end team, you know, and maybe they might also be a team who, if things aren't going great, maybe would make a trade to shake up their front court. I don't know, but win total, I feel like any win total I would spit out would be of me being optimistic. Nice. Not based out of any cold analysis, but I don't know.
We'll always take optimism on this podcast, my friend.
Win totals.
Give me a win total. We love optimism on this podcast.
Yeah, that's right. We love optimism and we love editing a lot, I guess. I think they'll be good. Like I think a actual winning season feels like it's in the books to me. Maybe that's just mid-40s and nothing too impressive. Right. But I think they can absolutely get there. Like, too much defensive talent and too much offensive talent too, really. I know they don't have shooting, but they got other stuff. They got offensive rebounders. They got slashers. They got passers. They got finishers. They got guys who can get to the line and they can score in transition. So I think with the way this offense looks, I think they're going to be fine.
Yeah, no, agreed. And when you've got probably all your starters before the end of this third quarter going to be in double digits, and at least one guy off the bench is probably going to have double digits, that's a recipe for success as well. Is there a guy in the second half that you think can seal the victory for us? Maybe not Barnes and Siakam, although they could be the guy that really makes the difference. Who do you think really drives us forward and clinches this win for us tonight?
They'd be nice. I liked what I saw out of Dennis in the first half. So if he can just keep getting them into their offense, that's a big help. And then we can go from there. Because I think they've got enough. They've got enough against this Minnesota team. So it might just be sort of an all hands on deck kind of a game. And we'll see if it's a game where they need to close with Gary too, instead of Pirtle or something. But, that might be tough to do with the big Frenchman on the floor.
Yeah. We're 9 of 23 from downtown. OG is 3 of 7, 39% from behind the arc. If we can continue that clip as well as pushing the ball well, another recipe for success. We get Darko's first win. How do you think he'd feel about getting his first win in his first game?
I think he's pretty positive about everything, it feels like. So yeah, I think he's gonna be happy and an adorable middle-aged Serbian man who seems to be positive, and we'll probably deflect the good vibes onto the players too, because that seems like the kind of dude he is. The first win of the season on the first game of the season seems nice. I'm absolutely up for that.
Talk about optimism, eh, with Darko Raković. Maybe we got to ask
him. He'd fit right in. Yeah, there you go.
I wonder what his win total is for us. He probably has good optimism.
Win the day. That's his motto, right? Win the day.
Any final thoughts about this particular game before we go?
Just looking forward to seeing it. Like, I want to just see more of this. They're doing all the stuff I hope they'd be doing. Again, aside from kicking the ball around, I love the pace. I love the energy. Just, yeah, go get it. More of this.
Well, speaking of more of this, man, hopefully there are more half times with Tom this season.
Let's do it, buddy.
All right, man. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you. Take care.
All right. Peace.